Mr. Chambers! Mr. Chambers! Don't get on that ship! The rest of the book, To Serve Men, it's a cookbook!
Hey, fellow listeners, welcome back to Bruno's Own Music Blast, also known as Bomb Radio on Bedford 105.1. I'm your host, Phil Bruno. The theme for today's show is Men, Volume 2. Play songs about all different kinds of men, boys and dudes, from those well-respected to those living in fantasy. You'll hear songs by The Kinks, Buffalo Springfield, The Beatles, The Critters, Grand Funk, and many more. Now, let's get started. First up, here's a song about young men, or to put it in the songwriter's vernacular, all the young dudes. Written by David Bowie, it was first released by Mott the Hoople in 1972. One of the early glam rock recordings, it has been named one of the 500 songs that shape rock and roll by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Here's Mott the Hoople with All the Young Dudes.
I did a rap all night about his suicide. I'd kick it in the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't want to stay alive. When you're 25, and when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping off the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, sent with juvenile delinquent wrecks. Oh man, I need TV when I got T-Rex. Oh brother, you get. Stones, we never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cap to bed. Oh, is that concrete all around? Or is it in my
There comes a time after those rebellious years as a young dude when a man wants to be shown a little respect. Written by Ray Davies and released in the U.S. by the Kinks in 1965 on their album Kinkdom, a well-respected man is actually a put-down of the upper crust's condescending attitude toward the common folk. another of the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. Here's the Kinks with A Well-Respected Man.
'Cause he gets up in the morning, then he goes to work at 9, then he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. 'Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best things so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls the mane, and she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills that every suave young man. 'Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bags the best, 'cause he's better than the rest, and his own sweat smells the best. And he hopes to grab his father's boot when fate passes on, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he pays his love to Charles, and he goes to the regatta. He adores the girl next door, 'cause he's dying to get at her, but his mother knows the best about the matrimonial stakes. 'Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
For the race of my head and my face is moving much faster. I should change, I don't know. Why don't you ask her? Is it strange I should change, I don't know. Why don't you ask her? Is it strange I should change, I don't know. Why don't you ask her? Is it strange I should change, I don't know.
Welcome back. You're listening to Bomb Radio on Bedford 105.1 with your host, Phil Bruno. The theme of today's show is Men Volume 2. Keep listening for songs by The Beatles, The Crystals, Grand Funk, and many more. That last song was Mr. Soul, a Neil Young song released by Buffalo Springfield in 1967. Now let's listen to a New Jersey band formed in 1964. Released in 1966, here's The Critters with their top 25 hit, Mr. Dyingly Sad.
Just a breeze will muss your hair, but you smile away each little care. And if the rain should make you blue, you say tomorrow is anew. Blue be your eyes, blonde your hair. You realize beyond a care, life's in a hurry, but so mystifyingly glad. I'm Mr. Dyingly Sad. And when the leaves begin to fall, answering old winter's call, I feel my tears, they fall like rain, weeping forth the sad refrain. Blue, dark, and dim it may seem, you mark the grin of moonbeam. Bright into a smile, pray tell me, how all the while you can be so mystifyingly glad. I'm Mr. Dyingly Sad.
That was The Critters with Mr. Dyingly Sad. Now, let's hear a song about a nasty man. Mean Mr. Mustard was released by the Beatles on their 1969 album, Abbey Road. It starts off the brilliant medley on side two, followed by Polythene Pam and She Came In Through the Bathroom Window. Enjoy Me, Mr. Mustard.
Me, Mr. Mustard sleeps in the park, shapes in the dark, trying to save paper. Sleeps in a hole in the road, saves enough to buy some clothes, keeps a 10-bob note up his nose. Such a mean old man. She never stops, she's a go-getter. Takes him out to look at the queen, only place that he's ever been. Always shouts out something obscene.
citizens will all be there. Late of Pablo Frank is there. What a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. Celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishopsgate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Let us K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. Ten somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. Ding ding, some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
Okay, so I turned that into a Beatle block by adding that song about Mr. Kite with his men and horses, hoops and garters, and all kinds of strange happenings. Now let's turn to the female perspective on what is a real man. Today I Met the Boy I'm Gonna Marry was released by Darlene Love and the girl group The Crystals in 1963. Phil Spector produced the song with his vintage Wall of Sound production style. He is one of the finest female singers of the early 60s, Darlene Love and The Crystals with Today I Met the Boy I'm Gonna Marry.
Here comes the bride when he walks through the door.
Welcome back. You're listening to Bomb Radio on Bedford 105.1 with your host, Phil Bruno. The theme of today's show is Men, Volume 2. Keep listening for songs by Cream, Jimi Hendrix, Jerry Jeff Walker, and more. Now let's join some men in their big black cars. First up, from the second album, Grand Funk, released in 1969, we'll hear Mr. Limousine Driver. I'll follow that with a true power trio, Cream, and their 1968 song, Politician. Close your eyes and dream on.
We'll be right back.
All right, so I added a third song to that last set. No extra charge. It was the master Jimi Hendrix from his breakthrough debut album, Are You Experienced, with Hey Joe. Now here's a song about a dancing man who drinks a bit. Mr. Bojangles was written and released by Jerry Jeff Walker as the title track on his 1968 album. The song is a poignant tale of the travels of Mr. Bojangles and his dog as he danced at minstrel shows and county fairs for 15 years. A beautiful song. Here's Jerry Jeff Walker with Mr. Bojangles.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, with silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants, the old soft shoes. He jumped so high, jumped so high, then he'd lightly touch down. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age, as he spoke right out. He talked of life, talked of life. He laughed, slapped his leg a step. He said the name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. Grabbed his pants, a better stance, oh, he jumped high. He clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke for tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. His dog up and died, he up and died. After 20 years he still grieves. Said I dance now at every chance in honky-tonks, for drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drinks a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles.
Welcome back. You're listening to Bomb Radio on Bedford 105.1 with your host, Phil Bruno. The theme of today's show is Men, Volume 2. Keep listening for songs by Bobby Darin, the Allman Brothers, and the final song by Traffic. Here's a song in which a mother gives some sage advice to her son. The older I get, the more I try to follow that advice myself. Simple Man was written by Ronnie Van Zant and Gary Rossington and released by Lynyrd Skynyrd on their self-titled debut album in 1973. It has become one of their biggest sellers along with Freebird. Enjoy Simple Man. Okay, enough of that simple life. Let's listen to a song about a man who lives on the cutting edge. From the Threepenny Opera by Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht, the musical drama premiered in Berlin in 1928. Bobby Darin released his version of the song in 1959, and it hit number one and received the Grammy for Record of the Year. Here's that boy from East Harlem, New York, Bobby Darin, with Mac the Knife.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackey's back in town. Now, did you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Now, Jimmy Diver, ho, ho, yes, Sue Tawdry, who Miss Lottie Lenya, and old Lucy Brown. Now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie. Back in town. Look out, old Mac is back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. That last song was the Allman Brothers with their version of Willie Dixon's Hoochie Coochie Man. Released on their second album, Idlewild South, in 1970, it was one of the only tunes on which bassist Barry Oakley sang the lead vocals. The signature dual guitars and drums always impressed me. Now for the final song, let's go out in style and grace with Traffic and the title song from their 1967 debut album. Here's Dear Mr. Fantasy.
Thank you.
Well, that ends today's show. Hopefully, my diverse team of men satisfied your desires. Thanks for listening to Bomb Radio on Bedford 105.1. Keep listening for the next installment. Until then, this is your host, Phil Bruno, saying adios, hombres.